Tell you these, this migration story. We've got Oliver Hartwich on after 7 o'clock this morning in the business of the Prime Minister's comments about housing. A whole bunch of returning Kiwis forcing the price up turns out to be wrong. It's fascinating what we think we know versus what we probably don't know when it comes to migration, isn't it?
Yeah, the spotlight's gone back on migration. And this is in the context here, Mike, is that we had this release from that report from Kia, didn't we? Mm. You know, the public-private partnership that connects the New Zealand diaspora. So they did that pretty extensive survey and they thought we'd see a surge of Kiwis coming home over the next couple of years. Now, the other part of the context of this is that migration has been a pretty significant economic factor outside of just purely the housing market, because once you get high migration, your population goes up and increases demand for all sorts of services outside of just accommodation. So we'll have to wait and see whether that wave of Kiwis returning home eventuates. I'd make a couple of comments. We haven't seen it in the last 6 months, and I don't know if that factors in what happens if we get a viable vaccine. To the first comment, Stats New Zealand yesterday released these migration numbers to September 2020. So overall net migration for the 6 months from April to September are pretty paltry, 2,500 people. So if they are surging home, these numbers are not picking it up right now, are they? So that 2,500 net gain of 7,200 New Zealand citizens offset by a loss of 4,700 New Zealand citizens. In a typical year, this would have been closer to 20,000. But I want to talk about the anomaly in these numbers, Mike. The anomaly here is, if you look at the figures for the year to September 2020, so if you include the 6 months prior to March, they're very, very robust. Almost 68,000 people in the 12 months. So 96% of that number came in prior to March, so a big surge in the lead up to the travel and border restrictions. So I put it out there, and I'm very happy to be for people to point out if I'm wrong or not, but is it possible that 68,000 people that came in didn't buy houses straight away?
Very good point. I tell you what, somebody's buying houses and the price is going up.
Yes, that's dead right. Yeah, let's talk the REINZ numbers and throw in a little bit of post-MPS reaction as well. So the surge in residential property is now getting blanket media coverage, isn't it? We're probably quite aware of it, but the REINZ numbers released yesterday, they confirmed the speed and magnitude of the shift higher. So median house prices up almost 20%, 19.8 in the year, 5.2% the last month alone. Volumes up a great deal. Auckland median house price hit a cool $1 million. Heaps of crazy numbers amongst the data. Mike Gisborne up 34.1%. But I just want to point out the seemingly obvious. Apparently, we are in the middle of a recession. Mm. So which one's wrong? We know the house market is going up. So are we in that recession now? At the moment, poor old Governor Orr and the RBNZ and the Monetary Policy Committee have got the job of balancing all these moving parts. So they target CPI, consumer price inflation, maximum sustainable employment, without stoking this housing rate further. So they've got to move the tools, and they can't move their LVR until March next year. So the ASB have stepped in yesterday and said, we'll be the first off the plate and we'll do it voluntarily and reimpose the LVRs immediately, which we saw yesterday. Just in this post-MPS, wholesale interest rates, Mike, are quite a bit higher. There are no negative interest rates priced in next year now. If I look at the forward rates in the wholesale markets, and currency still quite a bit higher. I mean, the RBNZ was targeting 71.5 on the TWY. It's over 73. Okay. So got some work to do.
What are the numbers?
Slightly down at the moment. The Dow Jones, 29,275, down 122 points at the moment, so 0.4%. The S&P 500, 3,557, also down about 0.4%. The Nasdaq, however, eking out the little list of gains, up 5 points, 11,793. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6,348. Down 33 points. The Nikkei, 25,520, up 171 points. And the Shanghai Composite, 3,338, down 4. The ASX 200, they lost 31 points yesterday, closing at 6,418. We managed one more day of gains, Mike, but we were only up 5 points. The NZX 50 closing at 12,670. Currency very strong, 0.6874 against the US, 0.9461 Aussie, 0.5818 Euro, 0.5229 pounds, 72.28 yen. Gold, $1,879.56. Brent crude, $44.06.
You're a good bloke. You have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Catch up on Tuesday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.